This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The call to rewrite Louisiana's constitution has been growing over the last few years. But inside the Capitol, lawmakers haven't been able to get enough support to approve a constitutional convention. The nonpartisan Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana published a report recently calling a constitutional convention one of the major issues in this year's gubernatorial and legislative races. Here to discuss why is Robert Travis Scott, president of PAR. Robert, Louisiana's constitution is lengthy. It's the fourth longest in the U.S. Does that length make governing or lawmaking more difficult?
We have a very cluttered constitution, and not because it started out that way. It's because since we had this new constitution through a constitutional convention in 1974, we've amended it 195 times. So we've really cluttered it up with a lot of special protections and funds and mechanisms and so on, to the point where I think it's become pretty unwieldy, and it's not a model constitution by any means.
So as you mentioned, voters in Louisiana have amended our constitution 195 times since it was adopted 45 years ago. Compare that to the U.S. Constitution, which has been amended only 27 times in its 230 years.
And it started out at it's only 7,500 words, so it's much smaller. It's been more enduring. And that's what you want to see in a constitution, and that's been the basic problem that we've had in Louisiana, because our culture has been one in which we've wanted to expand and put all kinds of minutiae into the Constitution. The Constitution is supposed to be the foundational principles protecting citizen rights and also just outlining what the structure and function of government is going to be. And I think we could go a long way towards simplifying what we have.
You talked about the minutiae. There's always plenty of talk in the legislature about the number of dedicated funds that are protected in Louisiana's constitution and how that makes the budgeting process more challenging for lawmakers. Nearly two-thirds of all state general fund dollars are already committed before the legislature even starts crafting the budget. How could a constitutional convention give them some more flexibility?
We have all these funds now in the constitution. And when these were, a lot of these were established, it was in the 80s and the 90s, we might have had different values then. We might have had different priorities then about how we wanted to dedicate those funds. Why can't we sit down as a group and look at these funds reasonably and say, is this how we would spend this today? If I gave you a copy of the 1974 Constitution and you looked at it, held it in one hand, and saw how slim it was and how manageable it is, even though it had its faults, and then compare it to the Constitution we have now, which is small typeface, crowded pages, very thick. When I ask future legislators who are running for office to look at those two documents, I ask them, I say, which of these would you rather read? And then I say, which of these do you think you'd have a better chance of understanding? And then most of all, and most important, which of these are you prepared to uphold? And I think that gets people thinking, yes, maybe we could have a simpler constitution, which is the fundamental thing we need to uphold, and then we can work from there.
Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.